Talks with Sri Kunjaswamy, Part 2 by Darlene Delisi. In August 1978, Darlene Delisi, now Darlene Delisi Karamanas, noted down conversations she had had with Sri Kunjaswamy while visiting Sri Ramanashramam. The guidance and inspiration she imbibed while in the Swami's company helped to establish a solid foundation in her one-pointed life of devotion and dedication. Few are the guests to the Nova Scotia Arunachala Ashrama who have not been touched by her care and kindness. The following was serialized incrementally as fillers in the 1979 and 1980 issues of The Mountain Path. Holy Hill Arunachala and Sanchara Samadhi. Sri Kunjaswamy said, once Bhagavan pointed to the holy Arunachala hill and said, "This is the storehouse of all spiritual power. Going round it, you benefit in all ways." Just as it is particularly beneficial when you perform japa in Varanasi, so by going round the hill, you get countless benefits thereby. It is called Sanchara Samadhi. While walking round the hill, the body is active, but the mind is at rest at its source. The mind is then free from distractions. Through Sanchara Samadhi, one easily gets Sahaja Samadhi. Hence, our forefathers praised the value of pilgrimages. A pilgrimage on foot enables one to get established in Sanchara Samadhi. Kunjaswamy once asked Bhagavan, "If thoughts rise up while doing pradakshina, what are we to do?" Bhagavan replied, "Just do nothing. Ignore them. Keep yourself away from them as you do automatically when a donkey or dog crosses your path while walking round the hill. If you ignore them, they will go away of their own accord." Sri Bhagavan also joked at that time, "For you, the problem is how to eradicate the thoughts. For us," meaning himself, "the problem is how to bring forth thoughts, how to raise a thought." Sri Muruganas' experience on Giri Pradakshina. Sometime after he came here, Sri Muruganar, one of the oldest devotees of Bhagavan, asked Bhagavan about the spiritual benefit of going round the hill, Giri Pradakshina. Bhagavan asked him to go round it first and then come to him. Sri Muruganar followed his advice and told Bhagavan that he had lost his Dehatma, Buddhi, body consciousness, after a while and regained it only after reaching Adi Annamalai. He reported to Sri Bhagavan that the experience was unexpected and unique. Sri Bhagavan smiled and said, "Do you now understand?" Sadhu's association with trees and animals. At Skandashram, there was a certain tree under which Bhagavan used to sit. Even though it was fully grown, it did not bear fruit, for which the tree is famous. When once this was brought to the notice of Bhagavan, he remarked jokingly, "What to do? It is all due to its association with us. It has become like us," meaning childless like a sadhu. On another occasion, when devotees like Kunjaswamy and others at Skandashram were planting onions, Bhagavan too was persuaded to join them and plant an onion. After some time, all the onions planted by others gave off shoots, while Bhagavan's did not. Then also Bhagavan made the same remark. It is a fact that the jackfruit tree, coconut tree, and others did not yield fruit as long as Bhagavan was seated beneath them at Virupaksha cave, Skandashram, etc. By the touch of the pure Jnani that Bhagavan was, the cycle of births was rendered extinct even for seeds and plants. Monkeys would sit in Samadhi in front of Sri Bhagavan. Once, one of the monkeys started moving and was looking restless when Sri Bhagavan told him, "What kingdom do you have to conquer?" The monkey again became still. Bhagavan and Shyavanaprash Lehyam. Once Swami Atmananda gave me Shyavanaprash Lehyam, an Ayurvedic tonic, good for strength and vitality, and asked me to give it to Bhagavan with details of how it should be taken with milk, etc. He also asked me to write to him after giving it to Bhagavan and to report how Bhagavan was taking it. I came to Bhagavan and narrated everything and gave the tonic to him. After a few days, I requested Bhagavan what I should write to Sri Atmananda. He said that I should write to him that Bhagavan was taking it according to his instructions. Bhagavan was never in the habit of taking milk. So I asked him, "Bhagavan is taking the tonic only with the hot water." Bhagavan, with a smile, said, "Write that he is taking it with pious." When I blinked, not knowing what he meant by it, he told me that pious in Sanskrit means both milk and water. Bhagavan with Brahma and Vishnu. Bhagavan's classmate, one Vilacheri Mani Iyer, together with his friend Vembu Iyer, used to visit Sri Bhagavan at Skandashram often. One day, early in the morning, near the spring outside Skandashram, two persons were seen lying on a big boulder. They beckoned to me and asked me to go to Bhagavan and seek his permission as to whether Brahma and Vishnu could come in. This gave me a great surprise, but anyhow, I went inside and announced their names to Bhagavan. He smiled and bade me to let them in. When I went and told them, they came in and had Bhagavan's darshan. They also stayed for a few days and went away. After they had gone, I asked Bhagavan what they meant by saying Brahma and Vishnu had come. Bhagavan said in his usual calm manner, "What is it to be done? They have the bhavana, mental attitude, that I am Lord Shiva and Mani is Brahma and Vembu is Vishnu." Sanskrit Pandit. There was once, Kujaswami said, a great Pandit, an erudite scholar in Sanskrit, who spoke to Sri Bhagavan on spiritual matters entirely in Sanskrit for nearly 10 days, quoting profusely from the scriptures. Devotees around were annoyed that the Pandit was disturbing Bhagavan and others all the time. On the 11th day, the Pandit entered Sri Bhagavan's hall and sat down calmly. He did not speak a word. Bhagavan significantly smiled and told Kujaswami, who had been most annoyed by the Pandit's torrential talk, "See, he also has become silent like us." Sri Ramakrishna Swami and his experience of seeing Chidambaram. Sri Ramakrishna Swami, who was known to Kujaswami even from his boyhood, served Bhagavan fervently and faithfully. Once he wanted to live alone, away from Bhagavan, and hence, with the permission of Bhagavan, he went and stayed at Virupaksha cave. While there, he had the vision of seeing Chidambaram. He clearly saw, as in a movie, the temple entrance, and then finally the interior and the sanctum sanctorum. Elated at this vision, he hurried to the ashram to tell the other devotees and Sri Bhagwan. As he narrated the experience, Sri Bhagwan was far from pleased and said, "Was that what you went into solitude for?" His reprimand brought Sri Ramakrishna Swami to his senses. His elation disappeared and he became normal again. Kavikanta Ganapati Muni's yogic experience. When Kavikanta Ganapati Muni had his wonderful yogic experience of Kundalini rising to his head, Sahasrara, he experienced intense pain in his head. We had all gathered around him and he asked us to put our hands over his head, and we were all thrilled to feel the remarkable heat of prana over his head. I was one of them. That day, as Bhagavan was returning from his round of the hill, Giri Pradakshina, he was taken to Nayana Kavikanta Ganapati Muni, who was then living in the mango tree cave. As soon as Bhagavan arrived, Nayana took his hand and put it on his head. Bhagavan kept it there for some time and uttered, "Everything will be all right," and left for Skandashram. On his way back, Sri Bhagavan said, "He has divulged his pain to me, but to whom am I to turn?" A devotee nearby asked Bhagavan, "Has Bhagavan also had such an experience? If so, is it then what he refers to in the marital garland of letters, verse 55? Rain thy mercy on me. Error, thy fire burns me to ashes, O Arunachala." Sri Bhagavan, with a benign smile, said, Yes. Grab hold of the four." The following conversation took place on the southern slope of Arunachala on 21st of August 1978, about an hour before sunset. Sri Kunji Swami was recalling incidents in his life with Bhagavan. He told me about the first meeting at Skandashramam, how he was left alone with Bhagavan and was anxiously awaiting Bhagavan's first words, which he, Kunji Swami, was going to take as Upadesa. Bhagavan said nothing, but was carefully mixing something in a bowl. Sri Kunji Swami took this to be some special potion which would be given to him. However, to his amazement, Bhagavan placed it on the ground and opened up a nearby basket. Out of the basket ran four little puppies. Sri Bhagavan then told Kunji Swami, "Grab hold of the four and let them go one by one." Of course, Kunji Swami took care of the puppies, but also took these first words of Bhagavan to mean, "Grab hold of the four Vedas." Coincidentally, many years later, when the ashram had grown up at the foot of the hill, the residents of the ashram were expected to help by doing some sort of work. Sri Kunji Swami went to Bhagavan to ask what kind of work he should do. Sri Bhagavan replied, "Stotra, Japa, Dhyana and Vichara." See variety in Bhagavan's teachings. Article in the April 1972 issue of The Mountain Path. Sri Natesan, who was interpreting Kunji Swami's talk for me, asked me if I understood what had been said. "Yes," I said, "but it is not that easy to do, is it?" Said Natesan, "Oh no, it isn't. You don't know The wild horses of my mind, I replied. As soon as Natesan related to Kunjiswami what I had said, Kunjiswami immediately looked at me directly and said firmly, "But it works." What a flame those three words enkindled! But it works. It works. Stotra, Japa, Dhyana, and Vichara, coming from one who knows.